What's up, sexy lovers? Welcome back to the Sex Mechanic Podcast. I am your host, The Sex Mechanic, aka Jeanson Benoit, aka Mr. Born to Explore, aka Confident Creator, aka The Exception, aka I Did It My Way. And this is episode number 31 of the Sex Mechanic Podcast. I want to let some people roll in and come into the mix and into the chat, but I'm happy to have you here, and it's weird being live on Wednesday, but I think I'll get used to it. It's strange because I still got to go to work tonight, so I can't partake in the libations as I usually would. Hopefully y'all got something to sip on and just relax and be cool and chill. Unfortunately, my nights start at 8 p.m. or my nights of work start at 8 p.m. So it's a little different for me, but do your thing. It's all good. There's going to be some changes coming in the works for next year. I might take the first week of January off to just kind of refocus on kind of the direction I want to take the podcast. And I'm also going to be working on, you know, maybe some partnerships in terms of brand partnerships. I'll be seeing if I can get some ads as well, you know, because it always helps if somebody else can pay some of what you got going on and you're not coming out of pocket for everything. So ads help in that way. And yeah, 2022, I just want to really expand the brand. The Sex Mechanic brand, the brand of the podcast. And like I said, I got some other things in the works that you will all be seeing very soon. So obviously, you know, I like to start with a moment of appreciation, right? I think I mentioned this on one of my earlier podcasts. Maybe I didn't, but I think I did on the last one. I put in my 2 weeks notice last week for my current job, which is an airline job. And I want to give appreciation right now for everything that the airline job has provided for me up to this point. Obviously, I'm leaving because it's not the best fit for me at the moment. And it probably hasn't been the best fit for the last few years. But, you know, I've stuck it out and really got to give thanks to what it's provided for me. What's going on, cuz? How you doing? So, I got to say appreciation for the places it's allowed me to visit. I've visited numerous, like, you know, the Hawaiian Islands, they got about five of them. I've visited three of the five, and I've been multiple times, or several times, actually. I've taken trips to that island just to hike. I've been other places that I didn't even know existed, like Cyprus or Cyprus, depending on where you're from. It's an island over in the Mediterranean. And I've forged some really strong relationships in the process too. Like my guys on the West Coast, all of them, we used to work together. All of us, we used to work together at in San Francisco. And to this day, we still talk, we still hang out. And we still talk about these big grand plans that we all know that we're capable of and that we're all on the way to achieving. So also it's allowed me to, you know, buy my first property. It's allowed me to go here live. Thanks. Yeah, I'm alive. Whatever. I'll talk to you during the week, but Oh, you're talking to somebody else. Okay, I thought that was for me. I was like, yo, I thought I was here. what was I going to say? People in the chat throwing me off. No, what I was going to say was, yeah, as much as it's not a fit right now, I'm really appreciative of, you know, just how far it's gotten me up to this point. You know, like this is a really, really big step that I'm taking by moving on and transitioning from this particular job. But I mean, I can't look back and say that it wasn't worth it, even though I had a lot of sucky moments. It had a lot of moments of learning and growth. about people, about myself, about what I want out of life, about what I want out of work, and all of that. But at the very core, it's really gotten me to a place where I could see myself living the life of financial freedom and the life of independence that I've envisioned for many, many years now, almost two decades, really. So thank you to the company. I don't like to say who I work for, but to the company. I appreciate it as I move on and transition to the next step in my career. So yeah, thank you. I appreciate it, cuz. All right. So with that being said, today we are getting into, I want to welcome Doug T. Danella. I'm not totally sure who that is, but looks like somebody who I maybe worked with at some point. So welcome to the podcast. I appreciate you being here. Hopefully you could get something out of this. So today we're talking about being flexible in your relationships. When is it okay to be flexible and kind of, I guess, compromise a little bit in order to reach certain goals, right? So in summary, I would say when it's okay is when it aligns with your big picture goal, you know? Sometimes we have this idea of what it is we desire and what it is we want, but then we also have an idea of how we want to get there, right? And the problem with that is sometimes the how is way less important than the actual what. You know, like what it is you're trying to get to is way more important than how you get there. And let me give you an example. Let's say you had a goal. Let's say you live in Miami and you had a goal of getting to Orlando. Those of you on the East Coast and who live in the Miami or South Florida area kind of have an idea. They're about 3.5 to 4 hours apart drive time. So you want to get to Orlando. And immediately you start thinking, all right, let me start looking at flights. You have a day to get there. Let me start looking at flights. Let me see what the flights are looking like to get to Orlando from Miami. As you're looking at it, you're seeing that all the flights are either full or really, really expensive. I mean, you know, way more than you're willing to pay. And so now you get into a space where you're like, well, shit, I guess I can't go to Orlando then. I guess there's, you know, I wanted to do that, but I guess, you know, I can't get there the way I wanted to get there. So I can't get there. And in reality, you could easily rent a car. And like I said, it's a 3.5 to 4 hour drive time. You could get there in 3 to 4 hours. There are trains that go there. I think there's a light rail actually that goes from South Florida to Orlando Airport. There's buses. If you really want to do that, you could pay an Uber to go there. But there are options. And sometimes we get so laser focused on how we want things to happen that we don't realize that's not the important part. The important part is the final goal, you know, where I'm trying to get to. And sometimes that doesn't look the way that we expected it to look. You know, sometimes it doesn't look exactly, it's not on the exact path that we expected it to be on. All right. So that's when I think flexibility comes into play. And especially if you being flexible doesn't affect your core beliefs or kind of how you live or how you look at your life on its deepest level. All right. If it's just something that you can be flexible about, then you should consider being flexible about it to get to your big picture goal. You know, I done lost my page. All right. And I'm going to give you some examples too of when I was flexible about stuff and it allowed me to get to my big picture goal and it allowed me to probably get to it in a more enjoyable way than if I would have just stuck to what I envisioned the path would look like. So let me start putting some of these comments up. Amen. The how looks nothing like I expected. Oh man, I could only imagine. That's my sister, y'all, Jennifer. I appreciate the comment. Yeah. It's almost like you could just throw the how out to some degree. It's kind of important, but it's really not that important, because what happens is if you get stuck on the how, now you end up not being able to enjoy the ride along, you know, getting to whatever it is you're trying to get to. And you don't want to experience that either. You don't want to get to where you're trying to go and be miserable the whole time. So it's probably best to just let go of the how altogether. If it's not working out the way that you wanted it to, and be open and be flexible. Just go with the flow. Oh, that's her answering another chat. See, if y'all was in the chat, y'all could be privy to what's going on and what's happening. But, you know, if you're not, then I can't really tell you what's happening. Yeah, so let me give you three examples of times I was flexible and I allowed myself to let go of the how and, you know, just see things through to the end. So one example is the most recent one, actually, is extending. Well, I can't say the most recent one because it hasn't shown to be the best decision yet, but I think it's going to be in the long run. So I extended my final day of work to be January instead of December. And the reason for that was that I discovered or learned from a few people I work with that if you go into the next year with a company, at least with this company, I'm pretty sure it's across the board with other companies as well. But if you go into the next year as an employee, then you are then you're able to receive the bonus for that year, for the year prior. And so my plan was, all right, let me just make my last day December 29th and keep it moving, because I had other things I wanted to do for the holiday time. And after hearing that, I was like, all right, let me see if I could maybe change things around and make it work another way. And I didn't want to stay longer. Like, I was ready to, you know, move on and start my new life or whatever. But I ended up extending it another however many days to the 4th of January. And I think it's going to work out well, because I will be able to receive that bonus, but also I'll be able to do some other things as well. So it actually will work out in the end. But if I would have stuck to, no, it's got to be in December, because the reason why I said December to begin with was I've been, you know, kind of extending my final date for the last 4 months. You know, originally it was October, or it was August. And in my mind, at least, it was August. And then it was September. And then I said, all right, November, it's going to happen. Nope. And then December. So it was more of me wanting to stay true to myself and not continuing to extend. And I kept saying, all right, it's going to be this date. It's going to be this date. Until finally I said, by the end of the year, I need to be on my way out. And if I'm not, then something is wrong. And I remember having that conversation with a friend of mine. So I, being that I wanted to stay true to my word, that's why I was like, nah, I got to stick to the December 29th date. But with that information, I feel like that's enough reason to extend it and be more flexible, because at my very core belief system, my core belief system isn't really changing. I'm being flexible based on the information I'm given and how that affects my big picture goal. And sometimes when you get information that helps you on your big picture goal, you kind of got to take that in. Not sometimes, you should take that in if it's accurate information. So I moved accordingly and worked with that. So I don't regret that decision. I think that was a really good one, actually. Another time I can remember, let me fix this mic a little bit. Another time I can remember was the time I went to Hawaii twice within a few weeks, even though my bank account was saying that's probably not the best idea. So I had visited I had visited one time with friends and we went on like, you know, hike or whatever the case may be and just really enjoyed ourselves. And then I got offered an invitation to come back in a couple of weeks for somebody's birthday, for a friend's birthday. And I was like, I don't know if I'm gonna be able to make that, because I just literally, you know, spent however much money, you know, on lodging and everything else the 2 weeks prior. So I don't know how it's gonna happen. I ended up going. I just said, fuck it. You know, I'm gonna go and I'm gonna figure it out. I ended up going. I didn't spend nearly as much as I thought I would. And I ended up having a great time too. And even somebody that I met from the, you know, a couple weeks earlier, was actually on that island as well. Cause I met her on the other island we went to, and she actually was traveling through to the island I was at when I came through. So it all came together and it was a good time. You know, I was happy to be there to celebrate that moment. Her birthday, my friend's birthday with her, and be able to enjoy the island in a different way. That was Maui. So I was glad that I was flexible about that. And the other way I could think about is the decision to move to San Diego from the Bay Area. I've talked about this before, but I'm going to get into it again. I was very comfortable in the Bay Area. All right. I was paying $1,400 for rent, which is unheard of in the Bay Area, unless, you know, you're living in a really, really sketchy area. I was literally down the street from the airport, which is where I worked. So if I wanted to, I could have, you know, walked to work daily, and it would be no issue. I was in an area that was maybe less than 15 minutes from the city of San Francisco. It was about 30 minutes from Oakland. And it was about 30 to 45 to San Jose and other parts of the Silicon Valley, right? So the location was unbeatable. It was sunny most times of the year. Maybe anybody who's been to the San Francisco side of the Bay Area knows that it stays pretty foggy almost all the time. Not like Seattle fog, more like, because Seattle's more gloomy, but it's more like foggy. Like there's sun above there as long as the fog gets out the way. But sometimes, a lot of times, the fog doesn't get out the way. But where I was, it was usually sunny throughout the year. So I was really comfortable. You know, I had a couple friends over there in the area. So, you know, I was kind of building a tribe, but I was, you know, feeling like, you know, I was in a place where I wanted to be. And everybody who knows me knows that I love the Bay Area and its whole vibe. So the vibe was there as well. Somebody said something about rent. Von rent? I don't know what that means. But yeah, so I was really comfortable and I enjoyed it there. Like I really liked it. The food to this day, I still think, you know, I challenge anybody to tell me otherwise, but the Bay Area has the best variety of food and also the most places where you could just kind of like pick one and you're going to find a restaurant that's really good. Especially if it's authentic. It was a lot of authentic food from places of different nationalities and different ethnic groups. So I was feeling that. But the issue was I also wanted to be a property owner, you know, a property investor. And I also wanted to start my path to financial independence and financial freedom by, you know, buying property and renting them out and doing that whole thing. And that was going to be really, really tough to do in the Bay Area, because even though I was paying, you know, what I was paying for rent, for a mortgage, I would be looking at maybe no less than around $2,000, maybe $2,100 for a condo. All right. So I want y'all to wrap your minds around that for people who live in other areas, maybe in Florida and wherever else that you live in the world. But about $2,000 for a condo was a lot. And it wasn't, you know, in line with what I was trying to do. Here comes San Diego now. An opportunity to transfer to San Diego comes up. I really went back and forth about it. San Diego has never been a place that spoke to me. I look at locations. I look at places kind of like I look at dating, you know, like San Diego was like a six or a seven to me out of 10, you know, which is not bad. Seven is not bad, but it was more of a six than a seven. When I visited, the only time I visited, I just, the vibe was okay, but I wasn't as charmed by San Diego as a lot of people are. Like when you hear a lot of people talk about it, they rant and rave about how San Diego is, but I just felt kind of like, eh, it's okay, but I can't see myself living there. So that was a hard decision to make, but I knew that the prices of property in San Diego were a lot better, a lot more desirable, a lot more along the lines of what I can afford. So I made the move and I made the jump. It was a rough, I'd say it was a rough first year. Obviously, everybody knows what happened last year in 2020. That was a big part of it. But also, too, I was in a new place. I only knew one other person who had just moved there as well and had her own life going on. So it wasn't like, you know, we were, you know, discovering or exploring the city together. I was pretty much by myself for the most part. And that's usually how it is when I move to a new location. But at least I have the pleasure of wanting to be there. So that was kind of rough, not wanting to necessarily be there as all that was happening. But I say all that to say, ultimately, I bought my place last year. And, you know, I took a lot of last year and some of this year to, you know, fix it up. And it's still a work in progress because the bathroom still needs to be done. But I've done a lot. And I know that now I have a property under my belt and I'm able to rent this place out once I'm completely done. And that wouldn't have happened if I would have stayed in my comfort zone, if I would have stayed in the Bay Area where I was enjoying myself. You know, I really was having a good time over there. Let me read one of these comments. Being Me Perfectly says, yes, having a little bit of flexibility can expose you to great things you probably never consider. Very true. Very true. It's kind of like opening yourself up to different options, you know? And in dating and relationships, that's important because sometimes you can have this mindset that this has to be this kind of way and it can't be any other way. And once you do that, you close yourself off to the possibility of great things, like Being Me Perfectly says. Like you close yourself off to the possibility of things that maybe are beyond your vision, maybe are beyond your imagination at that point. But that doesn't mean that they won't be good and they won't be, you know, enjoyable experiences for you. So that's why looking at the big picture goal is the more important thing. Like you got to go back to the drawing board sometimes and be like, all right, what is it that I'm trying to accomplish? And then even more importantly, you got to find out, okay, why am I trying to accomplish this? Because sometimes also we say that we want to do this or that, and we're not really understanding why it is that we even want to do this or that. And once you get down and really deep about what it is, the why is, you realize that there are other ways to do that, or there are other goals that you can have that accomplish that same thing. So another example, not a personal story, but I give you kind of like an analogy. So let's say you enjoy the ocean, right? You like being on the ocean or on the water. You really find peace and just a sense of serenity when you're on or near the water, right? However, the last time you were in the water, you almost drowned, right? You had a really bad experience. Like you were in the ocean And you almost drowned. Somebody had to come and save you pretty much. So after that last experience, you're pretty much traumatized in terms of getting inside of the water. So for you, you're like, I like being on the water, but I'm never getting in again because the last time I almost died. You know, I damn near lost my life. So that's the choice you make. Now you can make that choice or you can say, all right, well, what was the reason why I almost drowned? Did I know how to swim? That's for one. Do I know how to float? Did I panic? Did I take air in wrong or something like that? Maybe, you know, took too much water in and then I panicked and did something that I wasn't supposed to do. Those are questions that you should ask as opposed to just saying that I'm not going to do it again. Because you saying that you're not going to do it again is not really solving the issue. The issue is that you probably didn't know how to swim well enough, or you just weren't prepared. You didn't have the knowledge to make an accurate or the best decision to get into the water. All right. So that's something to think about in terms of when you're being, or when to be flexible and when not to. Sorry, that's a spring. But yeah. All right, let me read this comment as well. Being Me Perfectly says, I would say one of my biggest flex was traveling to Europe by myself. I can't wait to do it again. That's big. I could see that being big for a lot of different reasons, because you're going somewhere where people speak different languages than you're used to, and then you different languages than you even know. You're going somewhere that's across the ocean, which seems kind of like further away. Even if it's only like 5 or 6 hours, it seems like worlds away. And you're doing it by yourself, which obviously leaves you open to, you know, a lot of different kind of experiences. And you having to be more aware, especially as a woman, you know, being by yourself in a foreign place. So being flexible about that is great, but you said that you enjoyed yourself and you would do it again. Oh, yeah. Also, moving back to South Florida without a clue as to what I do when I get there. Man, I know all about that. I know all about that. Sometimes you just got to follow the feeling. And that's another thing about flexibility, that part is a little bit more nuanced, you know, like you have to be connected to yourself and to your inner voice and to your gut and what it tells you to do a lot of times for you to really be able to make decisions based on how it feels. The big thing here is not letting fear be the reason why you do certain things, you know? Because a lot of times when we're talking about not being flexible is coming from a place of fear. You're scared of what happens if you allow yourself to think of things in a different way or go about things in a different way. You're fearful of the results based on you letting certain things go, letting certain ideas go. And that's not the best way to be, especially in a relationship. And this is, I'm telling you this as I'm learning this as well. I talked last week about the whole, you know, split with me and that person I was talking to. But recently it's had me thinking like, okay, am I being too rigid about, you know, what it is I desire, and I'm really having to look at why it is I'm saying that I desire what I desire. Is it really that, is it really that I want to try non-monogamy, or is it really something deeper? Is it that I want to feel free in a relationship? Is it that I don't want to feel trapped or like I don't have the liberty and freedom to do certain things, you know, like express myself in certain ways, not necessarily sexually or, you know, with other women or whatever the case may be, just on a general level of feeling free, Because for me, freedom is the number one priority in my life. You know, if I don't feel free, you might as well kill me. That's not an exaggeration at all. If I feel like I'm not free, then I don't see the purpose of continuing on. So the thought of being in a situation where my freedom maybe is taken away or my freedom is limited is a huge, it's a huge fear. It's a huge, huge fear. And it's very scary. So I'm having to explore that more and really think about not only where that fear is coming from, but whether the fear is warranted or not. Because you can have a fear about something, right? And the fear might be warranted. Like, let's say you have a fear of encountering a lion, right? That might be more warranted if you're in an area that has lions. But if you're in an area that, you know, that lions don't live, then that fear might be a little much. Doesn't mean you're not scared of it, but to live every day with that fear seems a little ridiculous if your chances of running into a lion are like, you know, less than 1%, less than point something percent, you know. But if you're in Tanzania in Africa, and you know, you live in an area where lions are prevalent, that might be a warranted fear. You know, there might be reason for that. So looking at things in that from that perspective is also important. So what is a something that maybe you haven't been flexible about or aren't flexible about, but think that maybe it might be based on fear as you think about it more? Or maybe something that you just discovered that, oh shit, the reason why I wasn't allowing that to be was because I was scared of this, that, or the other. Like, I want to hear from y'all what are some examples of that. Being Me Perfectly gave me one, which is right there on the screen, moving back to South Florida without a clue as to what to do. That's a big one too. I mean, moving somewhere, that's kind of like my life story over the past 7 years. I've usually had a job waiting, but that's pretty much all I had most of the time was like just the job. Everything else I figured out once I got there. And I usually, in most cases, I moved somewhere where I didn't know anybody. Yeah. Maybe a couple times I moved in areas where I might have had some distant family nearby or something like that, like within hours. But most of the time I was moving to places like Nebraska, Idaho, Destin, Florida, Cloverdale, Virginia. And most people don't even know where that is. So I moved to areas a lot of times where I had no kind of support system. And I was just kind of starting over every time. And those areas were not very diverse either. So you can imagine the experience as a whole was interesting. But I made those moves based on the fact that, you know, I was kind of driven or inspired to move to those places at those times. And I'm glad I did because I had certain experiences that I needed to have in my life. You know, I don't regret them. And they helped me shape and envision what it was I wanted for my life and also what I wanted for wherever I was going to live. It was the reason why I knew I needed to be somewhere that was a lot more diverse culturally. It was because I was in places that weren't very culturally diverse and I didn't like the way that felt. So it allowed me to come up with a new paradigm or a new goal, so to speak. Let me hear something else. Who's got something? By the way, I want to thank everybody who's watching live and everybody who's in the chat right now. I'm going to take this opportunity to go ahead and put my little banner up. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and comment on the video if you like it. If you don't like it, then don't click like. I mean, I'm not asking anybody to do anything that, you know, doesn't match how they feel. But if you're feeling it and you're getting something from it, or you're just being entertained, go ahead and like the video. If you've liked other videos of mine, then go ahead and subscribe so you could keep liking more stuff that I put out. You know, I mean, no need to stop here. You might as well just keep it going. And comment on the video, because YouTube likes that. YouTube likes comments. I like comments too, but the algorithm likes them even more. So definitely comment if you have a comment to make. Hump day, Wednesday. Definitely takes some getting used to. But I noticed something, though, side note, that Wednesday is a lot more suitable for more people to join as opposed to Friday. Last Friday, I didn't see anybody in here. So, you know, we'll keep the Wednesday vibe going. And hump day does seem to correspond better with the talk of dating and sex. So we'll keep it on Wednesday. I'll suck it up for the next couple of weeks since, you know, I got to go to work still. It's all good. Yeah, I'll be fine. You see, I got my little rest today, so my eyes aren't too bad. So no experiences, y'all. Y'all don't have any experiences of stuff where y'all have not been flexible or aren't flexible, but you think it might come from a place of fear. And if not, that's fine. That's something you can maybe think about after this podcast, because I'm sure there's something in there. I'll give you one of mine, actually. These have been coming up as I've been talking to somebody about, you know, some of these fears and these issues that I feel like I have. So for me, there's a fear of being surprised. And I think that's an ego thing, honestly. I don't like the idea of being surprised with information. And what that means is, let's say, you know, I'm dating somebody and they happen to be talking to somebody else at the same time. But let's say I didn't know that, right? I didn't know that, but I made it very known from the beginning that I like to know everything that pertains to us, you know, and that to me is something that pertains to us. If you're talking to somebody else while you're talking to me, I think that's something I should know. I don't need to know all the nitty gritty details, but to know that you're talking to somebody else or you're dating other people seems kind of like, all right, that's fair. Thank you. That way I know that, you know, I'm not the only one type of thing. But let's say I find that out 3 months into talking to somebody or dating somebody. I'd be pretty upset. I'd be pretty upset. I'd be hurt too, but upset more than anything, because I feel like when people don't divulge all the information, even though I'm confident in certain people that they're not trying to be sneaky or they're not trying to be deceptive, but it feels that way. And I don't like that feeling. So being surprised with information is something that sometimes drives me to, you know, ask certain questions or to make certain statements. And to me, it's definitely a place that's coming from fear and not a place that's coming from love and acceptance and just allowing things to go with the flow. Sometimes it's okay to ask questions because honestly, you may want to know stuff. You may be curious or whatever the case may be. But you also know when you're asking questions based on the fact of like you're not trying to be surprised with any information. So you're asking all the questions you can so that you have as much intel as you need to move forward. But for me, that's one for me for sure. I'm not a big fan of being surprised, and I'm trying to work on that to where there's a balance. I also don't want to just be, you know, some person who's just like in a situation and I don't know anything and it's fine. I'm just, you know, blissfully ignorant. I'm not okay with that either. I think that there needs to be a balance of things, that information that needs to be divulged within a situation, and, you know, maybe information that isn't necessarily important to be divulged. But I'm somebody also who just, I tell everything. Sometimes I overshare. And so for me, I feel like reciprocity is a big thing for me. It's something that I really value and I hold of high importance. Like people that I'm dealing with doing the same things that I'm doing or similar, you know, like if I'm willing to do it, I'm not going to ask you to do anything that I'm not willing to do myself or that I'm not already doing. And so I think that's something sometimes I struggle with, is the fact that everybody's not the same and everybody can't and won't be me. I'm weird and special in certain ways. So I have to understand that everybody is coming from wherever they're coming from, and I can't expect people to operate in the same way that I operate just because that's how I get down. So that's another thing that I'm learning to let go of and be more flexible about. But, you know, it comes with time and conversations and being honest with myself and being honest with whoever it is I'm talking to. So, that's mine that I need to be a little bit more flexible about. Is the reciprocity, how I receive people. Try to get that lined up. I don't know if y'all seen, the camera was a little lopsided. It's so funny, like looking at the camera, everything is the opposite side. So like, I think this is the picture. But it's not. The picture's over here. Yeah. But yeah, that's so the main takeaway for today's topic is be flexible when it aligns with your ultimate big picture goal, while at the same time not affecting who you are or what you believe at your core. All right. So basically just being flexible when it doesn't stop you from being who you really are, you know, basically. But it also aligns with your ultimate goals, because sometimes there's a better way to get there. You know, sometimes you might want to take the plane to get to Orlando. But by the time you get to the airport, check in, you know, wait on the flight and everything like that, and then have to check out and get your bags and everything afterwards and Uber to wherever you're going, you could have drove there and maybe lost an hour in total. So, yeah, sometimes there's a better way to get there, and be flexible and be open to the idea of getting to what it is that you're trying to get to in the most efficient way possible. And let me add this as well. A lot of people are looking for similar things in relationships. They're looking for a loving, trusting relationship with great communication, great sex, and just a person that they can feel comfortable with, a relationship that they can feel comfortable in. And a lot of people honestly want to still feel like they have freedom within their relationship. The problem is when people come together and they think that those same attributes look different ways, or they look at those attributes in different ways. And so their approach to relationships is different because of that. But if you just break it down and say, all right, this is what's important to me in a relationship, you know, having love, care, communication, trust, comfort, and good sex. Once you lay that on the table, now you can look at, all right, let's see the different ways that we can make that happen, as opposed to, all right, that looks like this. Look at the different options, lay it out, and then decide based on the people that are involved how that's supposed to look or how that can look. Because you have multiple options. You have different ways that that can look. It's not only one way. So be more flexible when you can. And I think you'll see results that are really to your liking. So that's all I got for today. This was episode number 31 of the Sex Mechanic Podcast. I want to thank everybody who was in the chat today. Thank you also to everybody who was watching live, who wasn't in the chat. And thank you to everybody who's going to be listening to this later or watching this on YouTube. I appreciate you all. Thank you. And enjoy the rest of your hump day. Hopefully you get some humping in or whatever you decide today. All right. Talk to y'all later.